Well, we're back out on the river. If you joined us in the last show, we talked about the fisherman's knot. Now, the fisherman's knot is a knot that I use to tie on all my hooks and my lures, and I've used it for years, ever since I was a young'un. I mean, it's got to be the best knot, right? It's called the fisherman's knot. But with that knot, you know, when you tie on your hook and lure, it gets tighter as more tension is put on the line. And so it's a really good knot to use when tying on your hook or your lure. Now today, we're going to talk about an arbor knot. What's an arbor knot? Well, I'm about to tell you. You know, a lot of people that I talk to that are new into fishing, or maybe they've been fishing for, you know, a pretty good while, they have a lot of different questions, but one question I get a lot is, when I tie a new line onto my fishing reel, what's the best knot to use? Because a lot of times that can be a little difficult. It can be a little clumsy, and it's just kind of hard to get to on some rods and reels. All right, well, that's the arbor knot, and the arbor knot's a simple knot, so we're going to talk about that today. Now, I've brought a couple of fishing poles here I'm going to show you. Now, this is one of my favorite rods and reels, and I love an open-faced reel like this, okay? This is just what I've always used since I was young, and I can control this really well when I'm out on the water. I like the feel of it, you know, the best, this type of rod and reel. And as far as throwing the lure, I can be pretty accurate with where I want to place my lure when I'm casting out there. So this is just a really good rod and reel for me. All right, it's just my favorite. So I'm going to show you here on this if I was going to tie on new line. It's not going to drop my lure because it's hooked up there. But I'm going to show you something. Now, here's the thing too. You know, it's always best to tie on new fishing line at the beginning of the year when you're going to start going fishing, because here's the deal. You know, if you fished with this, let's just say I fished with this all summer this summer and into the fall, which I will, all right, and then I let it set up in the house all winter, and then I go back fishing again early spring or late winter next year, well, you know, it can be a little brittle. And it's been stretched, you know, a lot from this year from fishing and all, with the fish on it and me kind of getting hung up every now and then and kind of pulling on it. So you want to always replace your fishing line if you can at the beginning of every fishing season, because the last thing you want to do is to go out there and lose a fish because it breaks your line when it really wasn't a big enough fish to break that line that you had on there. The line that you had on there should have been strong enough. So always a good tip to replace your fishing line at the beginning of every fishing season. So, if I was going to tie a new line onto this rod and reel here, I would open up the bail like that, and I would just simply put it right here between my knees, and I would work left to right. That's the way it's easy. It's easier like that. Instead of, you know, putting it on your lap like this and trying to tie it on there, it's a little more cumbersome like that. So, if you turn it over and you put it right between your knees like this right here and work left to right, it's a lot easier no matter if you're left-handed or right-handed. So, why is it called an arbor knot? Well, because on your reel, the part that your fishing line wraps around is called the arbor. This is called the arbor right there. Hence, the arbor knot. And it's a very simple knot. So, this is the way I would work on this reel right here. So, I'm going to close this. I'm going to set it over to my side. Now I'm going to show you another rod and reel here. Now this rod and reel here, this is my father's rod and reel. And he's always grown up using a closed bail reel right here, okay? Just a closed face reel. It's a simple rod and reel, but he's more used to using this. And I have to definitely take this back exactly like it was when I brought it down here to do this video, or I will be in trouble. But here's the thing, when you know, a lot of people that's new to fishing, this is the type of rod and reel that they'll start using. When you go to replace the line, if you take the front of it off right here, you can tell, man, it's a little bit tight right there to get into that where the fishing line goes. You can press the release button and it'll give you a little more room to work in there, but you can see where the fishing line is. So that's why this arbor knot is going to come in handy. So you turn it over like this, and again, you would work left to right, and you've got your space down there, because I'm going to show you how to slip this right on there. All right? So I'm going to put this back on, because again, I don't want to be in trouble. So I'm going to slip this back on here. Well, if I can get the line down there. Oh, I've got it around the I tell you what, we're just going to set it to the side, and I'm going to fix it here in a minute. Don't worry, Dad. It'll be just the way it was when I brought it down here. This means nothing. It's okay, all right? It's okay. It's just a little line wrapped around the reel there. Oh, it got into some weeds over there, but I'll take care of it, all right? All right, back to what I was going to show you. So how am I going to demonstrate this? Well, I brought a can. A can, that's right. It's the simplest way that I could think to try to show you how to tie on this arbor knot. But so we're going to consider this as your reel, and this part right here is the arbor, all right? Just like I showed you the arbor a while ago is where you wrap your line around. I'm going to put it right between my knees here, and then we're going to pull out the old purple rope. Yes, and this is not even my purple rope. This is my son's, but man, I've never seen so many uses for a purple rope. So we're going to just demonstrate this as your fishing line, all right? So we're going to call the end of this, your fishing line, the tag end, all right? So simply got your rod and reel here. Your reel is right here. The bail's open if you've got a closed face reel, or the bail's open on the open face reel. And so you're going to just simply slip the new line right underneath it, give yourself a pretty good amount of slack, then you're going to come back around. Now look, this first knot is just a simple knot. It's called the overhand knot, all right? You know what the overhand knot is? Just like you were tying your shoe. So the first knot that you would tie in your shoe, all right, right before you put the bow in it. And so you're going to bring it down towards the arbor, towards the reel. You get it pretty close there, okay, but not tight on it yet. Then you go up here to the tag end, give yourself some slack, and you're going to tie another simple overhand knot, okay, just like that. Now, pull this one pretty tight. You're going to tighten that down pretty good on your fishing line. Don't worry about this excess. We'll take care of it in a minute. So then you go back to your main line, kind of hold that there, and kind of work that first knot down to your arbor. And you can pull on both ends. It'll be fine. All right, just like that. Or, well, not quite that tight, because what you're wanting to do, you're going to pull on the main line, and it'll pull that other one, that other knot, right down there towards it, and it'll tighten up, just like that. There it is, anchored in there, anchored in there. Now, this arbor knot is not a knot that I would generally tie on a hook, even though it's a very simple knot, or a lure, because it's just a knot. Once it's tied there, it's tied there. It's not like the fisherman's knot that gets kind of gets stronger as more tension's put on. But this is a good knot for a rod and reel to tie onto the arbor for a new line, because, you know, it's there. And then once you wrap this, right, you know, you start reeling in your new line, it's going to wrap around. And, of course, that helps anchor it all down, because you're not going to throw out every bit of your line every time you cast out your line. And so most of this will be on there. So there it is, and then on your excess here, I usually like to leave about a half inch, and so I would snip this off, you know, about a half inch up. Once it's good and tight on the arbor, snip it off about a half inch up. So we're going to do that one more time. One more time very quickly, in case I didn't have my fingers working quite right there. All right, so you take the tag in, come around your arbor, come around, leave plenty of slack, tie an overhand knot, just like you were the first knot on your tennis shoe, bring it down, get it about down there to the arbor, but not all the way. Then you come up here, you tie another overhand knot, just like that, into the tag end of the line. But this one, you're going to leave yourself plenty of room there, that's fine. You're going to tighten up good. Then you're going to pull on the main line, and it's just going to kind of slip down there. Just kind of help control it maybe with your fingers like that, but it's going to kind of slip down there. And the thing about it is your fishing line is going to be a lot more slick. You know, it's going to go, this rope is really thick. But you can see, it even did it with this rope. It tightens right down there and anchors and holds. Now, here's the thing. Once you're tying on new line, the one thing you don't want to do is put too much line on your reel, okay? Don't put too much line, because what will happen, especially on an open face reel, like that one that I like to use, once you throw it out there, a lot of line will come out all at the same time. So just put a good amount, you know, but don't put too much line on there. So there you have it, the arbor knot. You know what? That arbor knot, or what I like to call the anchor knot, is meant to hold. It can withstand force and being pulled every which way. The Bible tells us the hope we have in Christ is an anchor for our soul. In Hebrews 6:19 it says, "Which hope we have is an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil." You know, the hope spoken of there isn't like an uncertainty. Like, you know, I hope this broken chair will hold me up, or I hope my car makes it to the gas station with the low fuel light already on. Not that kind of hope. This hope is a promise that God will do everything He said He would. His commitment is real, true, and withstanding. Because of God's commitment, we have Jesus, the forgiveness of sins, and the promise that heaven is our eternal home. You know, we need Christ as our anchor in this crazy world. We can get pulled in every which way. Stress on our life can threaten to rip us away from who we are in Christ. But because of that anchor, we can withstand. We can continue to live out God's mission right here on earth, remembering that the end of our line is the solid anchor that will always hold. You know what? If you've never put your faith and trust in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'd like to invite you to do that now. There's no special prayer you have to say, no specific words. It simply needs to come from your heart. Talk to God and confess the wrongs you've committed against Him and ask Him to forgive you. It's as simple as that. Let Him be your anchor and commit your life to following Him. Hey, if you want to learn more about who Jesus is or see more videos like these, check us out on social media or go to lifeword.org. I'm Sean Merrill, and I'll see you next time as we discover more about the Creator of the great outdoors.